Looking to save on your AT&T wireless bill? Introducing Xfinity Mobile. Where mobile and internet work as one and 90% of AT&T customers can save with Xfinity Mobile. You can get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your Xfinity internet at no extra cost. So all you pay is for data. Call 1-800-XFINITY and sign up for Xfinity internet today and get download speed up to 75 megabits per second. Plus, Xfinity delivers the fastest internet and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Get fast speeds at home with Xfinity Internet and stay connected on the go with Xfinity Mobile. Get up to 75 megabits per second when you bundle Xfinity Internet and TV for $25 each a month for 12 months with blast speed included and a one-year agreement. Plus, ask about Xfinity Mobile and see how 90% of customers can save over AT&T Wireless. Call 1-800-XFINITY today and get this great offer. Requires enrollment to EcoBill and AutoPay. Offer ends 8/2017. Restrictions apply. New Internet Plus with upgrade to blast Internet customers only. Not available in all areas. Equipment taxes and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Compares regular monthly service charges for Comcast and AT&T published rates. Actual savings vary.
Teen Range Rover Evoque or Land Rover Discovery Sport. Land Rover Lake Bluff. Route 41, LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Chicago Wolves season tickets feature great seat locations, discount on tickets and parking, access to the team, and other exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Cubs head into tonight's game in Cincinnati, up 2.5 games on the Brewers and 4.5 on the Cardinals. Cubs looking to extend their current win streak to 5 games. Mike Montgomery getting the start tonight in place of John Lester. Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio says the team still isn't sure how severe Lester's injury to his Latin shoulder are.
We've seen some cases linger for a long time. We've seen other cases where guys have tried to pitch through it. But it's still awfully early to tell, but obviously we're hoping the latter.
Meanwhile, Cubs manager Joe Maddon told Spiegel and Parkins he's hoping to get Lester back in the next 10 days or so.
We want him back ASAP. He's doing better. Again, I just talked to Boz about his program coming back and hopefully, the beginning of September in some first to second week, hopefully he's going to be ready to roll again.
Chris Bryant not in the starting lineup tonight. Tommy La Stella will start at third base in his place. Rest of the lineup looks like this. John Jay leads off and plays center field. Kyle Schwarber in left. Ben Zobrist at second. Anthony Rizzo bats cleanup and plays first base. Alex Avila behind the plate. Tommy La Stella at third. Jason Hayward in right field. Javi Baez at short. And Mike Montgomery on the mound. Pre-game with Mark Gurdy starts tonight at 5:35. White Sox host the Twins tonight. James Shields heading to the mound to take on Irvin Santana. And the White Sox hoping Nicky Delmonico remains hot. He's reached base in 18 of the first 19 games of his career, and his 6 home runs in his first 19 career games are the most in White Sox history. First pitch tonight at 7:10 from G-Rate Field. In the NFL, Bears practice just getting underway at Hallis Hall this afternoon. Today, the Bears announced they've signed offensive lineman Charles Leno Jr. to a 4-year deal worth $38 million. More than $21 million of that is guaranteed. And just to be clear, if you heard my last update, it is the NAACP that has asked for a meeting with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell over Colin Kaepernick's treatment, not the NCAA, like I said. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to GrandviewHomes.com. And join WXRT for the 93XRT and Supreme Lobster's Rockin' Lobster Bash on Wednesday, August 30th. Lobster, great beer and cocktails, a marriage made in the heaven of our minds. For full chef lineup and tickets, visit 93XRT.com/lobsterbash. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Reds at 5:35 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Image Tech, Chicagoland's Konica Minolta copier and printer choice.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends. Never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Kicked out to Butler. Fake the three. Back outside. Long range and good.
Oh, bang, bang, bang.
Wade.
You know, my biggest thing with my message is, you know, just wanted to, you can always look back on and say, yeah, I could have did this, I could have did that differently, but, you know, my message was just about, you know, just trying to make sure that guys understand how important this is, you know, and maybe because I'm at year 14 in my career, you know, maybe I see it different and I view it different.
He had the right to opt into the contract, which he did. And so we'll talk to him and you know, figure that out as we go. But I do believe that young guys still need examples of professionalism, and you know, and Dwayne showed nothing but that, you know, around our young guys last year. So I feel pretty good about that.
More action, more excitement, more everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade is looking at the Bulls across the table and be like, all right, I'll bet you want to get rid of me. I kind of want you to. So they're playing this game right here, the way that Joe Cowley put it in the Sun Times. So there's no breakthrough in the staring contest. Dwayne Wade wants his money and wants to be elsewhere. The Bulls would love him elsewhere, but at their price. So at some point it'll happen, but who will blink first? According to Cowley, a Bulls source reiterated neither Wade nor his representation has officially asked for a buyout. There's been little contact between the sides because of his busy off-season travel schedule. It would make sense for the Bulls to do everything they can do to get into what is expected to be a top-heavy draft. And you would think that how many wins do you think that he would be worth? If he plays 56 games... If you put in at his age,
he's not going to play 56 games before the trade deadline,
right? You have
let's call it 40 games, because I feel like if I'm Dwayne Wade, oh, you know what, I got some cramps.
Well, that's why I said 56 out of the 82. I mean, that's still getting a significant number of patella tendonitis and my ankle hurts and those would be in there. He's already looked over the schedule. He knows when he's going to play, but he's still capable of having a game that you win because he felt it a little bit.
I don't think that there's enough good around him that I don't want to say it doesn't make a difference, but I don't think that. Maybe, yeah, I guess the significant difference could be a game or two, and in that he could win a game or two for you that you might not want to win. Let me throw it back at you, Dan Bernstein.
Yes.
If you were Wade, how much of the $23.5 million would you want? Like, how much? Right. But you're not going
to. It's back to the movie Tin Man. How much do you want to pay for this car? Nothing. I would like to pay nothing.
I'd like zero.
Right. That's what he said.
For that.
The whole thing, you know, they're haggling over the car. How much are you looking to pay? I'm looking to pay nothing.
And if you're the Bulls, where's the line for you on how much of Dwayne? I know the zero, but how much is a reasonable expectation?
I don't know, because is there precedent? Is there a way you can look like a slotting scale and say,
who got the last big buyout?
Just full-blown get out of here.
Please go away.
Cut a check buyout.
Did Greg Oden have like a crazy buyout?
Well, but some of these are pre-negotiated where you know it becomes a nominal buyout the next year, like the Glennon buyout where it's already in there.
Yeah.
Like the end of these baseball deals where you say, yeah, okay, I'll, you know, we'll just cut the check. But when Wade negotiated this.
Ooh, Andrew Bogut's buyout.
Bogut, not bad. That's a good name. That's a good one. What about who was the big slob from the Lakers that the Bulls had for a day? The center, the big, or the horrible
Kwame Brown?
No, the hell was that guy's name? That was another massive buyout. The Bulls were somehow involved. Like they traded for him. They cut him. Who am I thinking?
I don't know.
Yes, you know what I'm thinking of. Come on.
I do not.
He was a Laker. This is killing me.
Michael Finley? Like, he had a big buyout at the end, right?
No, it wasn't Finley.
No, I know it wasn't Finley. I'm looking at list of buyouts. I'm trying to figure out if there's...
Young, bum-ass center who was hurt and bad.
I don't know if there's anyone that's even in this realm.
This is going to kill me.
A texter will
get it. Andrew Bynum.
There you go. That's what I meant to say. Kwame Brown, Andrew Bynum, same guy.
I know I hate you, texters, but I also love you. Thank you. Ugh. That's the worst feeling when there's a name you can't pull.
But see, that's the great part of the text line is that we group outsource help. It and then the folks will do something. about it.
Yes, thank you.
All right, you can now stop sending in yes, Andrew Bynum's name.
We got
name.
It. We got it. Andrew Bynum. Andrew Bynum. Thank you. By the way, we are broadcasting live from the Hyundai studios. Hyundai, you want a better car? Head to Hyundai. So the Bulls can point to precedent, or you can point to the fact that, look, you owe him X. X minus anything is good.
Correct.
And if it's not going to affect you vis-a-vis any luxury tax or cap, if it's simply just cutting a check, any cents on the dollar is probably going to be fine. And
for Wade, though, it he has to look at it as, all right, maybe I'm not getting all $24 million. I need to make enough money that I can take the massive pay cut to fit under someone's cap
right.
on the team that I'm going to sign with. Because if I'm going to play for one of these championship teams, if I'm going to go join LeBron for 1 year in Cleveland, they can't pay him. Do they even have a mid-level exception at this point? Like, they have to be, here you go. Here is veteran minimum. So he has to get enough money from the Bulls that it's worth his time to not play for the Bulls somewhere else. Although I would say that if you're leaving this organization and giving yourself an opportunity to play,
there's a value in that inherently, regardless of what the other piece is.
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
So what's that number for him? Is the number 20 for both sides? Is the number 16 for both sides? If you're Wade, you're like, you know what? I'll wait to see where LeBron goes next year, I'll go with him then. Give me all $24 million.
There's no pressure right now. If you wait it out, if you look at there's always a time component to some of these things, right? Like what a lot of the football players are doing with their holdouts that just happen to coincide with getting them out of preseason games, right?
And out of training camp, which guys hate.
Of course they do. It's
hate it. It's pointless.
It's pointless misery.
It puts you in jeopardy, Odell Beckham Jr.
So, yeah, what do you think Le'Veon Bell is doing? He knows. I mean, come on. These guys aren't idiots, and I'm all for it. If you have a contract possibility or you've got leverage that allows you to do that, go ahead, skip it. Do whatever you got to do. But I don't think time, because maybe Wade can just wait. And like you say, he doesn't have to play if he doesn't want to play. Ow, my knee hurts. I'm busy.
My back's sore.
Yeah, I got a thing. I can't.
I'm going to Paris.
Whatever.
So Jimmy.
And maybe some rosters change. Maybe he gets some other ideas about what's going on, and some different career possibilities open up over time due to injury, trades, etc.
Let me flip that question that we were talking about, that point that we were making about Wade and the inherent value of leaving the Bulls. Is there value for the Bulls for him to not be there? Is there,
yes. It,
besides the cash?
Yes, the fact that he might make you better than you want to be.
Him being in your locker room, do you want him there? Do you not want him there?
Probably not. Because he was another guy who didn't really want to listen to Fred. We'll say Fred. That maybe you, that example that was set of we'll run whatever plays we want when we want to run them and practice when we want to practice. Maybe Lauri Markkanen is better off without him there. I don't know. What do you think? Because I think that there's plenty of good arguments where the Bulls would say, look, it might be worth X number of million dollars to move on from this.
I think it is too, but it's trying to figure out what that number possibly is to get to it, and for Wade to feel like, okay, I am compensated. Because remember, this whole thing started with him being upset that he had to wait down in Miami, that he wasn't made a priority, that he had taken these pay cuts year after year, and I put that in quotation marks, these pay cuts year after year after year, while they had LeBron and Bosch there too. And with those guys, with Bosch being sick and LeBron being gone, he thought, okay, now's my opportunity. It's Wade County, as they call it down there, all that stuff, that I would get my money. And they were like, no, we'll get to you. And so he signs here. So how important is the money to Dwayne Wade, which is an answer that we don't have?
West Loop, Jerry on the score. Hello, Jerry.
You guys are not following protocol. Denver offered him more money. If he was leaving for money, he would have went to Denver. The Bulls wasn't going to win. He knew that. This guy's been in the league 14 years. Usually my records are wrong. Wade was making $20 million a year when LeBron was making $20 million. This guy is not a broke guy. He had a gym shoe deal for God know how many years.
Yeah, but just because he's not broke doesn't mean that he doesn't want more money.
Oh, no, I agree with you. Reinsdorf, too. Reinsdorf is not broke, but he's not giving up nickels or pennies. That's how stingy this guy is. I mean, you guys should be ashamed of the deals that's been made and how the Bulls got rid of Jimmy Butler and didn't make a good deal. I mean, what Cleveland and
Boston No. Every deal is made in a different environment.
Kind of all over the place here. I'm not sure how you feel about Dwayne Wade.
Nor is Jerry Reinsdorf stingy.
Randy Brown's still on the payroll.
That's a canard that has been dispensed with many times over. What I have, and thanks to a texter, I have a reasonable comp for the Kyrie Irving, Isaiah Thomas trade.
Is it Babe Ruth?
No, it's NBA.
Okay.
It's probably the closest we're going to come. And it's nice memory. That's a pretty good call. This texter did a pretty nice job singling this out because I remember this. It was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. I remember I had gotten a subscription in 76, I think, or 77. What was the Mark Fidrich year?
You were what, 5?
My grandfather bought me a subscription. There was no SI for kids, and it was
you were reading SI at 5 years old.
It was a birthday present. It was an incentive to read because I wasn't 5. I was born in 69.
So you were 6?
No. I was born in 69.
6 or 7 years old when you get and you were reading SI.
Yeah.
You don't think that's a little advanced? Advanced.
I was a good reader.
Getting the nuance of a Frank DeFord back in the day?
Well, my mom, I started with Time. Because my mom would leave, the Time magazine sitting around, and I would ask, and she'd sit with me and we'd read, and I got to ask questions. She'd answer it. That was news was our thing with mom.
I would do the sports section of the Sun-Times with my grandmother occasionally. I'd go over there and I'd point at stuff.
Yeah, my kid was with sports section, and my daughter did the weather section and cookbooks and things. But my thing was always news, hard news with mom. Time for hard news with mom.
And
every day, Cronkite at 5:30.
Well, yeah.
Every single day. That's how I learned, Watergate and Vietnam.
Yeah, but that's a different medium.
I know.
To sit down and dissect a long form piece, when you're 7, that's a whole different ballgame.
You absorb what you could absorb. You learn things. You look at the pictures. You match a caption up. You ask. You say, what's the, and they would have the dictionary, and they'd say, look.
Go look it up.
Look it up. If there's a word in there you don't know, look it up.
That's why SI is still the best. Their photography has never fallen off.
They know it, too. They know that that's something that is irreplaceable, even with everybody having their iPhones. Great photos still resonate in a way that hits people on a different level. This segment is brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. So that
I got you off track on the comp.
The digression to Sports Illustrated, because I remember the cover with this particular trade. And we'll get to it. I'll tell you what the comp is in a moment on the score.
And now, another score 25th anniversary moment.
On the Hampton Home Show.
Nobody was a factor yesterday. Zero.
Tommy Harris, where has he been for the first 3 games of the season? Tommy Harris, Brian Urlacher, Lance Briggs was actually the one guy who I thought actually played real hard yesterday.
28 unanswered points. It's a fact.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Standard Bar and Grill, located on Milwaukee Avenue, Chicago.
This is Jim Rome of the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Showtime. Watch Mayweather v. McGregor Saturday, August 26th, live on pay-per-view. Yesterday was wild. It was supposed to be about Conor and Floyd making their arrival, but then that was overshadowed by the report that the Cavs and Celtics were talking about a Kyrie for Isaiah trade. Then that goes down, but it was promptly blown out of the water by John Jones failing a drug test again. So where does that leave us? Most likely, he's going to lose his light heavyweight belt, but in the meantime, he has has locked down the title of biggest fraud ever. Cocaine, hit and run, tested positive for a banned substance last year, tested positive for a banned substance again this year. Whatever happened to the alleged GOAT, the Michael Jordan of MMA? He has absolutely destroyed him and destroyed what could have been the greatest MMA career ever. I'm Jim Rome.
Dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Join Sycamore Speedway this weekend for one giant weekend of racing. Friday, all classes will be racing, including figure eight and one-on-one drags. Saturday, it's the Summer Sizzler 50-lap feature. For more race and group outing info, visit SycamoreSpeedway.com.
My son had been injured and he was prescribed pain opiates. No one ever told us how highly addictive these drugs were. My reaction was shock. My son didn't get so deep into the dark, scary woods overnight, and it's no straight line coming back. For parents out there who don't have hope, I realize there's a lot of families that are torn apart, but families can heal. Young people can get better.
There's hope and help at drugfree.org. A message from Partnership for Drug Free Kids.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
When you sat down with Jerry, when he did say Ozzy's burned some bridges.
Burned bridges? The only thing I can say, Jerry got a championship and Ozzy Guillen was the manager of the club, and I got stuck with him for the rest of his life.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
So is it fair to describe the Bears organization as scared?
I don't think scared is fair.
You trade up and you draft the franchise quarterback, and then you don't give him a chance to win the job when the guy who is in front of him looks bad.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This summer,
Big Brother is back.
Cut off from the outside world, 16 strangers will live in a house of temptation.
Bring it on!
Cameras will watch their every move. Microphones will record their every word.
Let the games begin.
Now, for every temptation they take,
I want it all.
Someone else is gonna pay.
This is one twisted twist.
Don't miss a minute.
Give in to your temptation.
Big Brother, CBS Sunday, Wednesday, and live Thursday.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I'm about to show you something that I haven't shown to anyone.
A paycheck?
Get your weekly dose of Kevin James.
I thought everybody would enjoy a little crudite.
It's crudite.
French language police are here. Take me away.
TV's number one comedy.
I just heard the information. You got to give a man a second to celebrate.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday.
Let's take our marks.
Your summer crush is here.
This is Candy Crush.
We built the biggest game show arena.
This is mind-blowing.
To make the most popular mobile game of all time come to life.
Sweet.
Contestants will scale giant boards.
You afraid of heights?
Have you been up here?
To match candies and win.
Swipe smart.
Mario Lopez hosts.
We are gonna crush it.
Candy Crush, Sunday, only CBS.
CBS Sunday.
Well, I got one shot at this, guys.
Let's do this.
The agents of NCIS Los Angeles.
Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
Know their mission.
We've got someone to find.
We need to go undercover.
Know their enemy.
We know what they're capable of. We're running out of time.
And know no limits.
Going off book for this one, huh?
There is no book for this one.
Don't miss NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand. Moms on Monday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not gonna say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Okay, so what's the trade, Bernstein? Get to it. Well, the one that the texter came up with and caused me to say, June 3rd, 1980. The Phoenix Suns trade all-star guard Paul Westphal to the Seattle Supersonics for all-star guard Dennis Johnson. Both at the top of their respective games. This is from something archived here at NBA.com. It said, that's it. No draft picks, no cash, not even a player to be named later. One guard for another guard. These two considered to be among the very best in the NBA. Westphal, obtained from Boston 5 years earlier, had quickly become one of the top scorers in the league. In each of his five Phoenix seasons, he led the Suns in scoring, averaged more than 20 points a game each season. Johnson was considered the league's premier defensive guard, and he averaged 19 points per game in his last campaign with the Sonics.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's close.
It's close because they play each other.
Right.
They're two good Western Conference teams.
But that's a one-for-one where this is...
If for a trade this unprecedented,
yeah,
I will give the texter credit as close as a comp as you're going to find.
Absolutely.
Right. Yep. And I remember because there was something weird about the basketball card the next year. Remember, like they didn't. Do you remember when Topps used to do the traded for baseball?
I never got into baseball cards. That was never my thing.
Really?
No, I had my comics.
Yeah, I guess you had different outlets. You never...
No.
There's not a shoebox somewhere?
I think there were probably a couple here and there, but it wasn't... It was more because people thought, you know, oh, you like sports, so here's some baseball cards. I was like, oh, whatever, you know. Like, I was never the kid, like, staring at the back of them because I already had that outlet. That outlet was filled by me having Nike shoeboxes of comic books.
Right, okay.
So that's where that... like side of my brain went when I was younger.
They were just always kind of there because I actually chewed the gum. I was one of the few people who actually would enjoy the gum.
You'd see the guys that occasionally like had them in the spokes and you know, the bum cars that are going in the spokes of your bike, stuff like that. But I don't know. It was one of those things that didn't reach me. I don't know why. Cause I loved baseball. But I can't even imagine, you know what, maybe as a product of my environment, like I don't even know where I would have gotten them when I was a kid. Growing up on 111th and Halsted, I don't even know where I would have thought to get baseball cards.
See, it was always it was a thing for us because when we were old enough to ride our bikes, that our parents would let us in the North Trail area in Deerfield, we would be able to ride to what used to be the convenient food mart. Now I think it's a hair salon, but there was a convenient, and that's where we would go, and with every little spare change, and we'd sit on the front stoop, and we'd get candy and cards, and sit there for an afternoon. Just getting cards, comparing, trading, or what felt like an afternoon. But that was a big deal for us to be able to go on our bikes and cross Waukegan Road and leave the house at that point.
I mean, there's a Venture and a Zaire on 115th.
Ooh, there's a pitched battle. That's like Macy's versus Gimbel's.
They're right there, like right on 115th wow. And Halsted.
Talking about price war.
Yeah, but you know,
our polyester pants are 10 cents less than yours.
Now, I'll come in
get
here.
You someday, Zaire.
Zaire.
Damn you.
But I don't even know where I would have gotten them from. That's such a stray. Now I'm thinking about like why I wasn't part of that phenomenon.
It was either there or Ford Pharmacy. It was the other place where I go candy and baseball cards. And when used to have to drop off your film to be developed you would go there at every time. She'd say, "I got to go pick up photos." And I said, "Can I get baseball cards?" And the answer is usually yes.
You know that's kind of coming back. That people want to actually have their photos versus having their photos be warehouse digitally, like on Instagram
Lindsey Vonn.
Well, that's different, yeah. But that's a whole different thing. But people are now, because you think about it, like the concept of an album and showing pictures. What's really strange, my 4-year-old niece, like whenever she goes to my parents' house, like she goes for the picture album of like when I got married, because she's like 2 years old and just adorable. And she like flips through the pictures, but she's already proficient at taking pictures.
Right.
You know, she'll have me and Mel like sit there and be like, okay. And then she'll take a selfie. And now she's learning how to use an actual camera. It's pretty cool.
It's amazing how quickly kids take to the tablets and phones and everything else. And you'll see, I have seen toddlers take a picture, assess it, delete it.
Yep, that's what she does.
And then say, we got to take another one.
She does this all the time.
Yep, toddlers. I've seen it.
She's four. It's amazing to me. Her ability to manipulate the technology is unbelievable.
Scoreboard update.
Have you guys ever seen the video of the baby where they give her a magazine and she's trying to swipe on it?
No.
They give her a magazine and she's sitting there holding like a People magazine trying to swipe, making the pictures change. It's hilarious.
That's outstanding. Wow. And troubling.
2:31 in the Chicago Wolves update studio. Chicago Wolves season tickets feature great seat locations, discount on tickets and parking, access to the team, and other exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Cubs and Reds tonight from Great American Ballpark. Mike Montgomery gets the start in the place of the injured John Lester. Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio was on with Mully and Hanley today, and he talked about Montgomery's confidence level as a starter.
I think he's still developing into that role and still building confidence as not just a starter, but a major league pitcher. You know, he's relatively young innings-wise, but he's got a great mix and still getting better.
Montgomery's most recent start came on July 19th against Atlanta, where he allowed one run and two hits over six innings. Montgomery will face Asher Wojciechowski tonight. Chris Bryant getting the night off. Tommy LaStella starts at third base. Pregame with Mark Grody tonight at 5:35. White Sox hosting the Twins. James Shields will get the start in this one. He'll face Irvin Santana. After posting an ERA of 9 in July, Shields has righted the ship somewhat. He's thrown two quality starts in his last three outings. First pitch tonight at 7:10 from G-Rate Field. In the NFL, the Bears signed offensive lineman Charles Leno Jr. to a 4-year contract extension. He gets $38 million. More than $21 million of that is guaranteed. Bears are back practicing today at Hallis Hall. Cornerback Prince Amukamara back on the field with his teammates today. And the Browns have named rookie Deshaun Kizer as the new starting quarterback. As the starting quarterback for their third preseason game. They also have reportedly renewed their attempts to trade Brock Osweiler.
So Deshaun Kizer is now the starting quarterback of the Browns.
That is true.
That's what it is, right?
That's what it looks like.
They tried to give Brock Osweiler a chance.
And regardless of what happens, somehow Brian Kelly will still try to blame him if Notre Dame struggles.
That is correct.
And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero, park smarter. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk in the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Reds at 5:35 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Chevrolet of Naperville.
You know the Chevy said, find new roads.
Friday is going to be fun. If you want to come say hello, and you certainly can, we've been getting out and about a little bit, and the Burstein & Goff Show is going to be out on Friday at 2 North Riverside Plaza in Chicago from 1 to 5:30. It is a BMW Championship Experience live broadcast inside what is being built up as the BMW Championship Experience. Downtown Chicago, and we will have the Score's Putting Challenge. We will have all kinds of prizes for you that you can enter to win and hang out, talk Chicago sports, and just sort of be with the show. It's going to be a fun day. That is on Friday. Lawrence Holmes is in for Jason Goff, who is off today on the Score. And we had talked about this blockbuster trade in the NBA last night. And we saw the initial report started coming out. Adrian Wojnarowski was on it. The Vertical was on it. And they were tracking it and just thinking, all right, what's going to be involved? I think both teams can make an absolutely reasonable case for being closer to winning a championship.
Agreed. And if you're Cleveland, you're trying to set yourself up for, I think, when LeBron is like, I'm done here, and he moves on to do whatever. And now you have a better opportunity to do that. It's going to be fun because you know that Isaiah Thomas is a huge trash talker. And when you've got the best dude on the planet on your team, that helps in your advanced trash talking class that you've got. And Kyrie wanted to be the man. What's really interesting to me about this is the way that this is being looked at compared to, there are people like, well, how could Kyrie leave LeBron?
I don't understand the Kyrie angle on this. I have not figured out why, what his motivations are.
But it's the complete opposite of what we've seen over the last 5 years go on in the NBA.
Why do these guys want to form super teams?
Because they want to win championships.
Right, well, he's won it.
He's got his title, and now he wants to do his own thing. That's what I think is going on here, that it's like, look, I was a number one pick for a reason. Like, I'm not a bum. Like, this, and I'm 25 years old. I don't need to be little brothered anymore. I can go out and run a championship team. Let's see. Let's see if he can do that, because he's got a lot of things around him now in Boston that puts him immediately in the conversation for going to the NBA Finals.
West Side and Master D on the Score. What's happening, D?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
You are.
Yeah, hey, I want to comment on the trade last night. I think Boston gave up way too much. I mean, you're not really gaining anything because you're swapping player for player, basically, Isaiah Thomas and Kyrie Irving, which put out the same production. I mean, Kyrie is a few years younger.
That's important. He's 3 years younger. He does not have his deal coming up.
And the thing is that they gave up that pick, and that pick is the key to the deal. Without that pick, Cleveland doesn't make that deal. And I don't see how they get better when Milwaukee is going to be better. They barely beat Washington in the playoffs last year. They're going to be better. Toronto's going to maintain the same. I mean, that doesn't make Boston better. They gave up a lot during the offseason by getting rid of Avery Bradley, who's the anchor of their defense.
But they added Gordon Hayward.
Look what's coming. And Jason Tatum. No, he's not.
He's not a difference maker.
That's not true. I was not a fan of Gordon Hayward coming out of college. I was wrong. He's not just a guy.
Gordon Hayward does not make you the difference of being a championship team. And you gave up your other defensive player in
Jay Crowder.
Jay Crowder last night.
Yeah, but Jaylen Brown is on the come, man. They needed to make room for Jaylen Brown.
You're talking about all these question marks. What if you're looking at summer league? and thinking that this Jason Tatum guy is going to do the same.
No, I love Jason Tatum. I'm not saying he's going to do it this year, but I think he's got absolute star potential.
Where do you have Boston right now ranked in the East?
I have Boston third or fourth.
Okay, so they're legitimately in the picture to win the East.
They were number one last year. And you still got the guy up in Milwaukee that is the second coming of LeBron. So once he develops his game,
I think that you're right. I think Milwaukee with Jabari and Giannis are going to be really, really good, and they're going to be dangerous for a long time. That being said, you put a top 10 to 15 player on your team, and you added another guy that's in the top 20 to 25 in Gordon Hayward. I don't think that they're good enough to beat Golden State, but I absolutely think that they're good enough to be right there in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, I don't think you've been watching Gordon Hayward. He's really good. Last year, he averaged 22 points a game.
Shot 40% from three.
24 points a game in the playoffs. You'd rather have him than Jimmy Butler. Gordon Hayward, really, just because he played for Utah, I think there's a lot of people that don't realize quite the kind of player he's developed
when
into.
He came out of college, I was like,
That's what I thought. I thought, okay.
And what you've seen over the last 2 years in particular, I think there's been a jump. And I don't think it's just because, you know, you're looking at a team that didn't necessarily have a star and he was filling that void. I think he's a really, really good player. And you're adding him to what I think is a great player in Kyrie Irving, along with some role players on that Boston team that can make this thing work. Again, they don't beat Golden State, but in a series, they could beat Cleveland. And had they had Gordon Hayward last year, I don't think the Bulls series would have looked as crazy as it did. Or if they would have had a mentally checked in Isaiah Thomas, with the Bulls series had looked as crazy as it did until they were like, oh, we're going to start playing now.
This segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. At the top of the hour, we're going to do an early edition of In Other News. That's because Chris Herring is going to join us at 3:40. As soon as we find out how the reps are being distributed at Bears practice, we will let you know that. Zach Zabin will check in after 4 with a full accounting of what went on in the practice fields today up in Lake Forest. And then Hub Arkish takes your calls at 5 on the Bears and the NFL on the Bernstein and Goff Show with Lawrence in today on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Joe Madden.
The moment Hobby stops swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. The guy's not afraid of anything.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Great window at a great price. Nobody beats our everyday low prices and available financing. No gimmicks, no promos. Call 877-654-3010 or visit climateguardwindows.com.
Scott Muller here, letting you know Muller means more for you. More because you get more selection with over 600 new Hondas, and that gives you more to choose and more opportunities to save. Like leasing a new 17 Honda Civic LX sedan automatic for only $189 a month with no money down during the Honda Summerbration sales event. Visit Muller Honda of Gurney.com to find the more you're looking for. And like my dad always says, you will not be disappointed. 36-month lease to qualified buyers plus tax, title, license, doc fee ends 9/5/17.
Look at guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss a new episode of Sue.
Let's go! Come on!
The human race is facing new threats.
We pray the barrier wall holds. Mankind's future depends on it.
And fighting new battles.
They think you know how to stop the hybrids.
I can't do this again.
You can run.
We gotta get out of here!
But you can't hide.
They are planning something big, something worse than we've ever seen.
Zoo, Thursday, only CBS.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
CBS this fall.
Take care of business, fellas.
Shamar Moore stars in SWAT.
Neighbor is so angry.
How many times have you told me there's a better way to do things?
I am to try.
His town.
We treat him like family.
His rules.
Lesson one, never be in a hurry to die.
His team.
I got him!
We got this. We'll fight together.
The director and the producer of Fast and Furious. Reignite an American legend. SWAT. CBS this fall.
Sports.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I think I realize why the Charles Leno Jr. contract is so interesting to me, because it's amazing. It's amazing the value of reliability. The value of the best piece of advice you'll ever get, of just showing up.
Correct.
Just being there. Is worth that. Is $21 million guaranteed. What was he, a fifth round pick?
Seventh.
Seventh round pick, okay. A seventh round pick. And he just kept showing up. And he kept showing up until they gave him a chance. And he got his chance. And he's been fine. And being fine and being ambulatory, just putting on pads for practice and not being awful, is worth $21 million guaranteed NFL dollars. I think that's what it says.
It's a major victory for late-round draft picks.
Especially on a Bears team. Well, look how much of the league by the end of the year is undrafted because of attrition. And all of those opportunities. And those guys say, oh, well, this guy was on somebody's practice squad, and all of a sudden he gets a chance. And, you know, we go through the whole dance on Hard Knocks every year. The guy's getting cut. They're like, oh, boy, too bad his dream has died. He's going to have a job. Anybody like that young who wants to play, the talent pool is such now where these quote unquote ready lists of your street free agents.
It's kind of interesting this year, though, Dan, with the change, because what it was is that you'd have 90 guys and then you go from 90 to 75, 75 to 53. That's over with. You go from 90 to 53 now. So that scramble the last week before the season starts. Of Ryan Pace and his staff, they're going to earn their money. Every staff around the NFL is going to earn their money, because now you're sifting through the cut list, and it's, you know, twice as big to three times as big this year than it would be any other year to figure out if you need to cut someone that you initially had on your 53 to sign them to a practice squad so you could sign someone else to let them go out on waivers while the other 31 teams right. are out there trying to do the same.
Yeah, the timing's different.
I am fascinated this year by how this goes and who's ready with their pro personnel list and who's not ready with their list to add to the bottom of the roster. It is...
There will be a mad scramble because sometimes you think you have that guy. And that I remember the last time that the Bears really had their pro personnel people said, look, we have to go get Frank Omiyale. Remember that?
Oh, my God.
Remember?
Nice guy, too.
Oh, a doll. I mean, it just
really a nice guy.
Just a big teddy bear of a guy and was so bad at football.
The worst.
But that was something like, he's on this roster. He fits exactly what we want. They're asking him to do different things. As soon as we get him here, it's a perfect little piece. But you're right. That's when, do you know your guys and do you know other teams' guys better than they know their guys?
September 2nd is the day you have to cut down to 53. September 3rd is the claiming period for players placed on waivers at the final roster reduction, which will expire at noon. And, you know, usually that cut down day, like if you make it, you're like, ah, guaranteed. And then something happens at like 2:30 and they're like, look, we're going to cut you because that guy got cut and we want him to play here. And you're like, ah, not guaranteed.
Kendall in Naperville, you're on the score. Hello, Kendall.
Hey, guys. You know who is funny? The Bears, you were talking about Charles Leno. And the Bears have two of these guys because Charles Leno is Adrian Amos, essentially, when you talk about a fifth-round draft pick, who is a word you use, ambulatory. That's exactly what he is. He's out there every day. And he doesn't do anything spectacular, but he doesn't do anything colossally stupid either. And I imagine that Adrian Amos is probably going to get paid by the Bears as well.
I don't think so. Here's why I disagree. I understand you making the comparison. The reason I disagree with that is Amos plays a position where it's not good enough to just be there. He has to make plays on the ball. Where a left tackle, you just don't want to mention his name. You just don't want to see him out there. The same doesn't apply for the safety position in the NFL anymore.
There are too many people that could replace Adrian Amos, and they went out and they got one and they drafted one in Quentin Dimps and Eddie Jackson.
Yeah, that's an impact position where he doesn't make an impact. He's a perfectly valuable backup.
I think that your point, Kendall, about him sticking on the roster while the Bears have kind of went through this purging of all of the draft picks over the last few years, I think that's valid. But going forward for him, I don't think that's going to keep him in the league and get him a big time guaranteed deal.
We would know it now. You would have seen it. He doesn't let guys get behind him.
He'll play for a long time.
He doesn't make glaring mistakes.
He'll be on somebody's roster, and you'll look up and be like, oh, man, Adrian Amos has been in the league 7 years? Like, it'll be one of those things where he may go from team to team, and that's what's happening now. You know, if the team that drafts you doesn't fall in love with you, you could spend your career playing for four or five different teams, and maybe even playing for three, but being on the roster of four or five different teams as they try to figure out, do you have any value before you become too expensive?
Do you think you know fantasy football? If you do think you know it and maybe actually know it, then the Score and Great Clips want you to come out to Illinois Media School in Lombard tonight from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. to audition for your chance to be the 2017 Great Clips Fantasy Football Expert and join the Scores Fantasy Football Today for a segment each Sunday morning with Joe Ostrowski. It's brought to you by Great Clips. It's going to be great. That's been a very popular thing. I know nothing about fantasy football. So
look, these dudes tell us all the time on the text messages and calling that they can do the job better than us. Now you can come out and prove it. Here's your chance. You want a radio show? Here it is.
You can definitely do that job better than I can do it because I don't really know anything about it.
Dan, I've never understood your aversion to fantasy.
Because I played it once, I didn't like it.
Hear me out. The reason why you could still be a very good fantasy football analyst is because it's football. It's really just talking about football.
But I don't know who the strategy between the you have to know where this team's tendencies are in the red zone. Do they give the ball to this guy or that guy? Does this quarterback
look for
this?
But you know a lot of those things. Not really. I mean, you know by eyeballing it, not even looking at the numbers of, oh, well, the Patriots are in the red zone. Might they throw it to Gronk? Yes, well, they might do that.
I mean, I understand that you take Julio Jones high. I mean, I'm not that I got. But you know, my kid had his fantasy draft. He had all his buddies over the other day.
He had his draft already.
They had their.
We need to have a conversation with young Jason Bernstein. You never have your draft before the third preseason game.
They had their draft. They wanted to have their little party, and they've got. They all have
rookie.
Well, hey, they worked out of the schedule. They've all got too many things going on between their baseball.
Tell your son I said he's a noob.
You can text him right now and tell him that. I'll give you his number. Absolutely. But so I was just antagonizing them because I would hear these names like, oh, I can't believe you took that guy. Like, why? I said, I don't know.
I don't know.
I said, take Cooper Kupp. Trust me. Has anybody taken Cooper Kupp? He's at the top of my board as a sleeper pick.
And you know that they're like, well, he's got inside information.
He does this for a living. He's got I don't know, a damn thing. Like ass from a hole in the ground when it comes to this stuff. Like, take Cecil Shorts.
is he Cecil Shorts the third? I believe he's Cecil Shorts. He might be the third or the fourth.
Wait, do they keep making them?
Yes.
Rebooting the Cecil Shorts franchise?
I'm pretty sure he's Cecil Shorts the third.
That's too many Cecil Shorts.
He is. He is Cecil Shorts the Cecil Carlin Shorts the third.
Wow. That's a lot of Cecil Carlin Shorts.
It's a great name. Yeah. Cecil Shorts.
Yeah, well,
that's a quality fantasy. See, there's a good pull for you. That's a good fantasy football pull for you.
And here's the thing. I love listening to Paul Charchian on my drive-in every Thursday. I just think he's a good listen. And I learn stuff about football through the way he talks about teams and tendencies and fantasy about, well, they're a bad secondary, or they've given up more passes of X number of yards, and that's why this guy's my number three, this. I mean, so I learn stuff about actual football by listening to him, also just because he's fun.
He's good at it. My man Brad Evans, Yahoo Noise. He's an insane person.
That guy's a lunatic.
But he's so good. And you talk about a guy that get after you on Twitter. He remembers. He's got the receipts. And you send him some dumb stuff, and he told you what to do, and you did it backwards. He is coming for your throat.
This segment brought to you by Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's slices their all-natural meats and fresh veggies in-house every day, and they bake their bread fresh right where you can see it every single day since 1983. That's Jimmy Fresh. In other news is next. I have an update on a story that has been a part of this kind of segment on the Scores Afternoon Show for a long time. I've got an important update there.
Am I allowed to do sportsy stuff?
Oh, yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Because there's two things I wanted to get into, but they were sportsy, and I didn't know.
No, that's fine. Sportsy is fine.
Okay.
And I also have a ranking from Food and Dining Magazine. They compared 12 different mustards, and their team of tasters, using an Oscar Mayer classic hot dog, a boiled hot dog. I have mustard rankings. I have them. I don't know if he was one of the tasters or not, but I have the actual.
He's got the belt.
I've got the mustard rankings for the best hot dog mustards. You need to know this, so don't go anywhere. You've got the score.
The Bears preseason continues, and so does our coverage. Join in the conversation as our team of Bears experts cover the Glenn and Trubisky controversy and all other breaking Bears news. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Join Sycamore Speedway this weekend for one giant weekend of racing. Friday, all classes will be racing, including figure eight and one-on-one drags. Saturday, it's the Summer Sizzler 50-lap feature. For more race and group outing info, visit SycamoreSpeedway.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming.